Barry Finley, Scotia, New York. But it would be nice if WANC would comment or have somebody who would comment upon the silence of our current senators on such crucial issues as Trump's attempts to demonize the press, which is often considered a prelude to fascism, and the fact that they're now making war noises with regards to Iran, something that has been an obsession of the establishment of the government ever since the era of George W. Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, and Dick Cheney.
Yeah, Charles Stevenson, Amherst, Massachusetts. When women come on the radio, or I guess on the TV, I don't have a TV, but they sound shrill, and shrill to me is unpleasant. And I wonder if it's the microphones or the speakers, or I think there must be an electronic way to maybe tone the voices down so they sound reasonable. The men don't sound shrill. They don't sound angry.
My name is Sherrod Chase, Shokan, New York. I was startled that Cory Booker claimed that he was not accepting Big Pharma money last night. I clearly remember a year and a half or so ago where he was unapologetically taking Big Pharma money. I remember emailing him, scolding him, and said I could not support him if he did not return the Big Pharma money. I think this needs to be brought up, because otherwise something was not honest last night when he made that statement.
Stephen Mayer from Troy, New York. I'm calling because this morning they were talking about the two New York candidates who were on stage last night, and Andrew Yang, also from New York, right here locally in Schenectady, and currently living down in New York City, was also on stage. Please talk about him more so that he has equal airtime.